The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I have got the great fortune of having South Carolina's rock star Lieutenant Governor, the Honorable Pamela Evatt, on the line with me. And she is calling in from Cincinnati. She's at the National Lieutenant Governor Association Conference. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor.
Good morning, Deb. It's great to hear you. This is quite a surprise.
I know. You're I know. I think Joey got a hold of you yesterday to let you know he would be out today. So I enjoy filling in, and I always enjoy talking to you. So tell me a little bit what's happening in Cincinnati, and then I'd like to talk about some of the great things you guys have done here in the great state of South Carolina.
Absolutely. I mean, this is where, you know, this is the first time NLGA has met in person since COVID started. And so, you know, NLGA is the bipartisan. So this is, it'll be interesting. I'll be excited to talk about exactly how you should run a state and the fact that being in a red state, we don't need the government's money. We are doing well. We never cut our budgets. We kept moving on. Our schools never saw a cut. Things never saw a cut because fiscal responsibility is the way it's supposed to be. And maybe at some point, Deb, I should talk about the fact that these bailouts that are happening are really blue state bailouts. Do you think that would cause quite a conversation if I said that?
Well, I think you would certainly be invited to eat alone.
Yeah. Well, I have my other Republican counterparts here, too, so that's good. I'm at least, and we do, there's more of us, Republican lieutenant governors outweigh our Democrat lieutenant governors around the country, So that's good. Safety in numbers.
Yeah, I'm curious. Has the conversation even started about Stacey Abrams back in Georgia? Has anybody brought that up?
No.
Okay.
Nobody has brought anything up about that. And, you know, this is not every lieutenant governor gets involved in these national groups.
Okay.
And so, you know, Lieutenant Governor Duncan out of Georgia, I have never seen him at any of our not Republican lieutenant governors nor the National Association. So, I'm sure that's not a topic that would come up, but yeah. It really could.
Yeah.
You know, they could be very excited about the fact she's coming up. I think she should talk just like they did in Virginia, right? I think she should start talking about how she wants to take parents out of their kids' lives, because that seems to be a winning topic for Democrats, right? Start telling us moms that we don't have a right to choose what our kids are learning and what they're seeing, and you know, to stay out of the educator's way. And moms don't like to hear that very much, so
well,
we definitely make a difference.
You know, we started to play her commercial, and it's, you know, typical God and country, but I'm like, whoa, how is it you say stuff you don't even believe? But then here we go. I will say this, a big discussion today about the mandates still.
Yeah.
What I understand is that I believe it's Louisiana that brought the lawsuit. And so, interesting, in Greenville County, Prisma's like, you know what, we're going to go with it. You don't have to do it. But I also have another hospital system, Bon Secours, like, nope, you still have to be vaccinated. I believe that's what I read, folks. Please correct me if I'm wrong. What is the conversation on that national level about the mandates?
Well, you know, I think, again, that depends what the state you're on. In South Carolina, the governor and I 100% believe that it has to be up to the individual, that it is completely unconstitutional to have a government tell you that you have to take a vaccine. And, you know, the governor has explained it really well when he has talked to reporters, and that, you know, our founding fathers they created the federal government, right? States created the federal government. They gave them very limited powers and basically said, you can control things that affect everybody the same. Weights and measures, you know, guarding the country, the U.S. mail, things like that are, you know, you don't, just because you're in a state that's a coastal state or, you know, a more wilderness-like state or a desert state, didn't matter, right? Those things had to be done across the board everywhere. And they kept all the other powers to themselves. So when people that are for vaccine mandates say, well, we already mandate vaccines for our children, the state does. The federal government doesn't, right? So this is very unconstitutional. The governor has done it the best way you can do it. The only way you can win is through the court system, right? Him creating an illegal mandate to stop an illegal mandate is not the answer, because now you're posturing. You're wasting your time doing something that's just ceremonial and is not really fixing the problem. And I applaud the fact that our state adjoined with Louisiana. We adjoined in all these, in every lawsuit that's come up. And we actually have a hearing, if memory serves me right, from a few days ago. The only one that has not been stayed is the subcontractor one, and that is being heard today. Our attorneys will be in court today on that mandate. And so right now, out of the three mandates, OSHA and CMA have been stayed, and we're working on the very last one. So the governor doing everything he can, adjoining everywhere he can, getting his attorneys involved in all these suits and keeping an eye on it. It's good for the people of South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, you think about how we've, you know, keep pushing through and still open for business and doing, you know, as well as we can in this environment out here, especially we're coming into the holidays. You know, I also read in the paper the other day that the governor, I saw you standing right there next to him on the veterans bill.
Yes. What a great bill. You know, this is something that was started a few years ago, trying to make sure, you know, we have a lot of veterans, over 400,000 veterans call South Carolina home, Deb. And so the bill, the kind of the law that was in place to get in-state tuition would mean that you had to jump into a college 3 years, within 3 years of leaving active duty. And what this does is it allows, it takes away the requirement for how long you have to be in our state. So let's say somebody served here in South Carolina and then went somewhere else and wanted to come back. You know, there's a one-year rule for everybody that you have to be a resident for 1 year. But for veterans, because they, you know, by no choice of theirs, have to travel, you know, out of the country, all around our country. When South Carolina is the state they want to call home, and they now set up residency here, we waive that 3 year or that 1 year wait. And we also waive, let's say that they came out and were unsure what they wanted to do. And so in year five, after they've been discharged, they want to go back to school. You know, we were losing people that said, well, I can't do that. The other part of that is the GI Bill that they get for serving us says that it only pays in-state tuition. So what we did there is we just made it easier for our veterans to be able to take part in higher education. And with the labor shortage that we have, we know veterans make up some of the best working groups that we have. I mean, businesses are always looking for veterans that are coming out of service to hire. So doing everything we can to help out our employers by making a robust workforce and first and foremost, helping our veterans.
Yeah, such great news. And I got to tell you, it's interesting because I work with a lot of different groups in town, and the veterans groups, they are always looking to provide opportunity, because veterans do make very, not just good employees, but great leaders for communities. And so I think it's great. And I certainly appreciate the fact that, you know, you and the governor decided to step out here and do something more than was expected or requested. And I think that's been that's just a great reminder of the care that the two of you have for the great state of South Carolina. Hey, so Lieutenant Governor, I'm not sure if you got the news yet, but one of our favorite cities here, Anderson, South Carolina, just made the AARP's list of best places to live and retire. And I know you travel the state. I know that you've had such a nice time and a warm welcome in Anderson, as you do across the state. I just thought it was good we can shout out to our friends in Anderson. Greenville keeps making that list. Of course, Charleston makes the list. Obviously, you are representing a state that everybody wants to come to. So tell them the rules, okay? No honking the horn and hold the door open for women, okay, people?
That's right. That's right. And it's not a shocker. You know, everybody, long before I was Lieutenant Governor Dub, when, you know, we would have clients that would come here to visit, and we would have vendors that would come here to visit, and they would see South Carolina. They're like, I'm coming back. I'm bringing my family. People love Greenville. Anderson is a great community. I always get such a warm welcome in Anderson. And I'm so proud that they made that list too. But, You know, on a completely another note, Deb, and this is more of a thing, I just heard on the news this morning when I woke up that the Women's Tennis Organization is now boycotting China because they still have not had any word
of the player.
That's right. And, you know, kudos to them. So I want to say great job. The Biden administration doesn't have the backbone to stand up to China. You know, a lot of the other sports organizations are still playing in China. So I'm saying kudos to the Women's Tennis Organization for saying, listen, we're boycotting you.
Yeah.
Until she's out in the open, until we see that she's fine, we're not going to stand for this tyranny that you're handing down. So I didn't know if your listeners had heard that yet this morning, but kudos. We should all now support the Women's Tennis Organization because I love the backbone they have. But
very good.
Doesn't surprise us, Deb, that women are leading the way, right?
Very good. Good, good. I hope you are safe in Cincinnati. Make sure you come home safely. And thank you for your time this morning. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt has been my guest. We wish her great success as she goes and represents us on a national level.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.